Friends, 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 I'm here to remember my father, but as I remember him, I remember all of you. The very person that I am today is a reflection of my father and his sharing his life with all of you. First, there were the university faculty and students that were, through my dad's life, influenced my whole family greatly. When I was growing up, my dad had a yearly party in the fall, just about this time. First to arrive would be the Douglases, then the Oglesbys, the Parkers, and later the younger professors and students. As kids, we ate cheese house sandwiches, which are the best in the world, and mingled with students from Latin America, Asia, Europe, from all over. From time to time, my dad would have one of the construction students live in a spare room at our home. Raul and Jorge were two of them that I remember and from which I practiced my first words of Spanish. One time at Halloween, many of the construction students came over to the house wearing masks with my dad's photo. This took teamwork and humor. Both the students knew that my father would appreciate. Being my dad's child was a special privilege in a lot of ways, but most transparently, it was through the connections he had with the university that I grew up expecting to go to college and expecting to interact with people of many languages, cultures, and backgrounds. I was brought up with learning as an essential part of life. I have been unfamiliar with homogeneity and intolerance. The university friends, the Gears, the Paulsons, the Levitts, the Tatums, the Douglases, the Parkers, Oglesbys, O'Keefes, Maderas, Shaws, and so on, these were an extended family. Through Dad, I met people that supported and cared for each other, people that were dependable, role models to follow. As Marjorie Oglesby Zellner used to tell me, there was something special with this group, and we were lucky to be part of the crowd. Thank you for being part of my father, Stanford University. Every 4 years, my dad took a sabbatical overseas. He took the family along when he taught in Santiago, Copenhagen, Zurich, Pretoria, Kyoto, and Sydney. The friends he met would become long-term friends. When we were overseas, these friends shared their countries with us and their lives. Dad also took us to northern Norway, where we saw the ancestors' home by the side of the fjord and met our relatives that still lived in thatched roofed houses. A couple of my favorite memories of our international travel were one time in Switzerland. My dad had the option of choosing fish plate one or fish plate two at a restaurant. So he went for number two. The fish arrived with potatoes and vegetables. When he was finished, he still was unclear about the difference between the number one and the number two, until the waiter came, cleared his plate, and brought him a second identical fish meal. In general, he managed pretty well in the foreign countries, with only a few misunderstandings. When we lived in the suburbs of Sydney, my father learned that the quickest way downtown was to stand at the bus stop until a driver wanting to use the Diamond Lane would stop by. My dad rarely ended up taking the bus into work. He was never frivolous with money. Unwittingly, I was drawn to a career working with immigrants. I enjoy their different cultures and languages. I enjoy helping them, as often people abroad have hosted us. Dad, this is rooted in your influences. The neighborhood friends from Los Altos and Los Altos Hills, each of you are part of the memories I will have of my father. Setting up card tables for bridge parties, celebrating birthdays and anniversaries, Christmas open houses and country club events, sitting in the back of the station wagon, the paneled wood station wagon, while my dad parked along the steep Los Altos Hill streets and up on horse paths, and then trooping into curry chicken dinners and finding the young folk, your sons and daughters. You brought us together. You cemented tradition. And as I enjoyed your traditions, I have extended their life within my own family. I have extended my father's life. There were the interest groups, never partisan for my dad, but the wine group, the theater groups, the World War II group, and the BAMS group, a group which I never really understood except to be another group out to have fun. You were all part of our conversations. Dad's interest in sharing new wines, supporting mom in the arts, and remembering his service to the country. World War II was never forgotten. It had been a big part of my dad's life, and although he rarely spoke about it, it was always a factor. Every year I envy my parents' huge heap of Christmas cards. They have lots of friends like you. They have good friends. They have made lifelong friendships. Although they don't see some of their friends often, they kept their friendships. My parents, up to recently, even went to their high school reunions in D.C. Although my father often seemed to me as a solitary type, his relationships were meaningful and treasured. In terms of the 6 degrees of separation that says each person in the world is within 6 relationships from any other person around the earth, my dad was my strongest link to leaders and influential people. He never flaunted this. He had gained respect from people like you that knew he was generally impartial, thoughtful, and weighed his words. He lived the saying, the quality of words is much more valuable than the quantity of words. I remember my dad through his relationship with my children. My dad was the only grandfather my children ever met. He was part of all the major holidays, Halloween and Christmas especially. He was there at their recitals and supportive of the fun drives for school, Boy and Girl Scouts. He was the pro pancake maker through 2 generations, mine and theirs, and the creator of the garden my friends and I loved to play in. Who could be a better model of a grandpa? As a young girl, he created stories for me on demand. All I had to give him was the species of the main character, and he invented a story around clever animals finding solutions. Often a diligent beaver was the main character. Throughout my life, Dad modeled integrity, generosity, self-discipline, moderation, and a lot of creative problem solving. Through all of you, I remember Dad. I learned about community. I learned about strong relationships, caring, and just having a good time. I will realize yours and my father's legacy throughout my life. I look to the people that, through my father, formed my worldview. Thanks, Dad, and thanks to all of you, his friends.